This week, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York said Congress may hold hearings to look at violence on the part of NFL players, several of whom have been charged with domestic abuse or child abuse. Well, today we want to look at how the sports media is handling this story. On Sunday, ESPN anchor Hannah Storm concluded an hour-long special with an emotional monologue. She said as a mother, she's had to answer seemingly impossible questions from her daughters after the video surfaced of Ravens star Ray Rice decking his fiancée. Why did he do that, they asked. Why isn't he in jail? And then,
what does all of this mean for the future? What does it mean for female fans whose dollars are so coveted by the NFL, who make up an estimated 45% of the NFL's fan base? Are fans and our families, are we as parents supposed to compartmentalize everything that's happening? Are we supposed to simply separate a violent game on the field from violent acts off the field? And if we do, what message does that send?
David Folkenflik is NPR's media correspondent. He joins us now. And David, these networks have multi-billion-dollar partnerships with the NFL. You know, it's one thing for TMZ, the tabloid site, to release videos, but this strikes us as pretty extraordinary. How about you?
Well, I think that's right. I think the TMZ tapes has really expanded the playing field of what's acceptable to cover, not just in some of the investigative work, but in some of the more mainstream programs. Think of the role not only that ESPN plays. Businessweek estimates its average payment to the NFL. It's about $1.9 billion to broadcast football games. But also Hannah Storm is a straight down the line kind of football presenter. She presented herself, I think, fairly as a fan, somebody who cares about the game, not as, you know, an opiner, an opinion maker like Keith Olbermann or if you think of Stephen A. Smith, people who are expected to be outspoken. This really is going right down the middle, and people are finding that they need to talk about this.
Well, but they're also challenging football fans, many of whom are supporting these players. Last Thursday, CBS devoted the first 25 minutes of the pregame show to analysis of the Ray Rice situation. And you have anchor James Brown challenging the NFL community and all men to confront the problem of domestic violence.
Our language is important. For instance, when a guy says, you throw the ball like a girl or you're a little sissy, it reflects an attitude that devalues women. And attitudes will eventually manifest in some fashion.
That was the first game in which they also took a Rihanna song off the plan for the evening because, of course, she'd been a victim of domestic abuse. And so some people are asking, is this sincere or is this the NFL feeling it has to do something because of the events?
Well, let's be clear. There's the league itself, the NFL, and then there are the broadcast networks. You know, journalists, as an old political editor of mine once say, know which way the wind's blowing as well as anybody else. They can read a poll as well as anybody else. The TMZ video, as we talked about last week, really changed the equation. It was so visceral, so visual. And you see broadcasters and sports journalists taking a stand in ways they really haven't in years past, even with similar fact patterns about previous assault incidents involving players. And I think what you're seeing here is that the league isn't objecting, not because it doesn't fear the repercussions, but because it can't resist the waves of public protest. And you're seeing the league itself take steps, hire, you know, people who have advocated for changes in legislation to help them lobby in Washington and figure out a path forward.
We just have a few seconds, but do you think it lasts? Do you think football becomes a place where we start hearing about social issues?
I think these are episodic and in waves. You know, the question of concussions and coverage of that, you know, people said, well, football is a place where violence occurs on the field. We kind of expect it. This is outside the realm of play. People didn't expect this to be so much in their living rooms. TMZ changed the equation. And as a result, you've seen these other news outlets that also have these financial partnerships with the league yield to the logic and say, we have to cover this too.
NPR's David Folkenflik. Thanks as always.
You bet.